Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
So here also in verse 44, Jesus said again, the word therefore. Look how he keep going back to therefore. But he added this time, therefore you. Now who Jesus was talking about, those that are following him. Those that say yes to his will. Now he's not talking about those that when you get in trouble, you calling on the name of the Lord. He ain't talking about those when you come to church lukewarm. I praise you today because I got everything going on. That's the wrong time to praise him. You praise him when you got things going on so he can move that out of your way. He don't need you to praise him when everything is up. Praise him while you're down and see what he'll do in that. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Ready. Be ready. Ready means not to wait in vain. Because it will be in vain if you wake up and you're not ready. Jesus. You're waking up, but you're not ready. Hallelujah. And another reason Jesus said to be ready is because we don't know how long we got left on this earth. Because that's up to him. We don't know whether it's a long time or we don't even know it's a short time. So why not be ready? Amen. But one thing we are sure about is that Jesus will come. And the reason why we know he's coming, because in Revelation 22, Jesus' parting words was, surely I'm going to come quickly. And he ain't going to give us nothing else to go on. So if you're not reading his Bible, you don't know what's going on. Because it's through his word. Amen? That's why it should concern us to watch always. First thing, because we need to watch, we have every one of us that's sitting in this have a house to keep. Which lies exposed. In which we are all worth. All our worth, not some of them, but all our worth is laid up. And that house is our own soul, which we must keep with diligence. We got to keep doing the right thing. Keep speaking the right thing. Keep loving our enemies. Keep on doing it. Because that's the spiritual need that we need while we're waiting. Amen? Now, the second thing. Yeah, it ain't going to be long, I promise you. God want me to drop this in you and go and read this because he's coming back. The second thing is that Christ chose to come as a thief in the night. He chose to. Well, Reverend Herman, why he choose that? I'm so glad you asked. So that the triumphs of his enemies may be turned into greater shame. But then on the other hand of that, it is the fear of his friends that would turn to greater joy. There's a joy knowing that he's coming, but it's more so a joy when you know you're part of him. We always say, oh, I know the Lord and he know me. How you can answer for God whether or not he know you or not? You may know him, but you don't know what God know about you. He may know that you're not saying the same thing he's saying. That's why we have to examine, be careful of a conversation. We know him because he done brought us through some trials and tribulations. That's our knowing. But when you get that personal relationship that say, I know him because I have submitted to his will. I know him because I'm doing his will. I know him because I'm obeying his will. I know him because I love my brother. And the third thing, if Christ, when he come, find us asleep and not ready, our house going to be broken into. Yes. And everything, talking about our soul, see, talking about our soul, everything that we done build up in there, it won't be to no advantage. Not as a thief, though. See, we talking about Jesus coming now. Not as the thief come to steal a little personal stuff. That's okay, because that ain't ours anyway. God just learned that stuff to us. Amen? We just stewards over that. But when it comes down to taking our soul, that's a whole different story. Hallelujah. And this one is not done when the thief, not as a thief unjustly, but as by a just and legal process. And that process is death and judgment. It's going to cease upon all we have. So the question today is, are you ready? I can't answer for y'all. All I can answer for Barbara Herman. Barbara Herman ready. I stay ready. Amen. So that's the question today. Are you ready? And if you're not ready, get ye ready. You got time. We preaching the word. We teaching the word. We singing the word. Get ready. Hallelujah. And the only answer, and this must say it's personal too. That's why I say I can't answer for nobody but Barbara Herman. I can't answer for Sister Jackie, Sister Tina, Sister Beard, none of y'all. But I sure can answer for Barbara Herman. Y'all may not think Barbara Herman may not be, can answer for, yes, I can. I got evidence falling behind my answer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the only answer to that question is, have you confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead? And conjunction, have you submitted your will to his will, not your will, because your will is not going to obey him. But when you submit your will to him, you're saying, God, all of me to you, and give it all to him. Don't question him when he say, do this and do that. Have you done that? Hallelujah. Don't answer. And if that answer is yes, oh Jesus, then the Lord is saying to us today, why you wait? Spend your time by taking care of my people. See, we so think about y'all. Y'all ain't my people. Y'all God's people. And if I don't do what I need to do according to God's people, God gonna get me. I can't teach and preach one thing and then I'm doing something else. God gonna get me. So y'all don't have to judge me. God gonna judge me. Hallelujah. And then he say, take care of my people and doing the work here on earth. Both. See, I put that both. Within the church and outside the church. Amen. That is all he asking us to do, to get prepared for when he return. Because when God come back, whatever you doing, he say, keep on doing it. So if you in the club is coming, and it's going to be a surprise, amazement, and an unexpected time, and ain't no warning. There will be no opportunity for last minute repentance or trying to bargain with Jesus. It's too late, because the choice that we have already made determined our destiny. Praise the Lord. I pray part two will come next time. Hallelujah. Watch and be ready. Because you don't know what time Jesus is coming. You may look for me tomorrow. That ain't my time. You may look for me tonight. That ain't my time. He said, watch and be ready. Don't get lazy while you're watching. Don't let the temptation of the world stop you from watching. Don't get distracted. The enemy know when to come to you. He know when you gotta preach, gotta meditate on the word and pray. He come try to knock you down. One thing about the enemy, he can knock you down. But one thing about it, you can't stay down. saved, Lord, y'all. The Holy Ghost is going to pick you up, turn you around, going to place your feet just where it was before. So let him come and show the enemy, you ain't got no power, you don't have no authority over what Jesus has done with me. God, you good. That's all I can say. Yes. Yes, Lord. Sister Mildred, I was crying on yesterday. But look what God does. He'll wipe the tears from your eyes. He'll bring you joy when somebody just trying to make you miserable because they miserable. But the devil is a liar. He can't win this battle unless we allow him to win. Lord, I thank you. I'm going to let y'all go because I'm going to go home and finish this. See, I can jump and shout all over that house. Ain't nobody there but me.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at Amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
KAYT-FM. We've got the best in classic gospel, contemporary, traditional, quartet, and hip-hop. Whatever you like, we got your flavor. K-A-Y-T. K-A-Y-T. FM.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman, something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Isaiah, age 26.
I got COVID in October 2020, and 3 weeks later, I started having long-term problems. I used to be able to dance all day, but now just getting up gives me chest pain. I can't comprehend words at times. It's honestly been a scary journey.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent long COVID. Learn more at voicesoflongcovid.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes, Region 6, for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318